Hello and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. I'm Ben Miller, the campus life pastor at our Marion campus. I'm so glad you joined us today. As we continue through our practicing series, we are talking about the many ways that Jesus modeled spiritual disciplines during his earthly ministry. The theme of this week will center around the practice of generosity and hospitality. There's something really special about the idea that we as believers are called to give. As a response to all that God has given us, we give. We hold our hands open in offering to him. And that's exactly what generosity is. It's our offering to him. If we take a step further from that, that's where we find hospitality. Our response to his generosity to us should always be to hold our hands open to others. It starts with opening our hearts to others, but it also means opening our lives, our homes, and our churches. Let's look at an interesting passage that illustrates this in Hebrews 13, 1 and 2. Hebrews 13, 1 and 2 says, "Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." To get a little context on this passage, let's zoom out a little. In chapter 11 in the book of Hebrews, we see the great hall of faith discussing all those who laid down their lives for the cause of Christ. Chapter 12, the focus shifts to the reason why we do everything for Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith. By the time we get to Hebrews 13, we are encouraged to live out our faith in practical, sacrificial ways that are pleasing to God. This also includes an indirect command to love people well and welcome strangers. This isn't about good manners. It's about living out the gratitude that we have for all that God has given us. That gratitude then resulting in generosity as we give back to God, and then generosity and hospitality as we pour out what God has given us to others. It's easy to look at hospitality in the Bible and only think of entertaining guests in our home, but that's a very limited way to look at it. It's much more than that. It's about creating room, creating a welcoming space for outsiders, for those who are different than us. But that's just the beginning. This isn't about popularity or being a very charismatic person and then our kindness in our hearts that allows us to invite unpopular people into that group, even though that's inconvenient and uncomfortable. That's just child's play compared to what's at the end of this road. As we learn to love those who are difficult to love because they are, maybe they live pretty far out there, outside of the social norms of, or physical norms or even cleanliness. When our hearts respond to God's generosity to us, the sanctification process, if we let it, it'll move us from gratitude to defender, to redeemer. As our hearts break for others and our arms open to helping them, championing causes to help the oppressed people of the world. That kind of heart looks a lot more like Jesus. My hope and prayer for all listening today is that throughout today and this upcoming week, God would stir gratitude in our hearts for all he's given us and that it would spill out into generosity and hospitality. Maybe that's visiting somebody in the hospital or inviting someone to lunch or to church or offering them a ride, or just writing an encouraging note. You never know what God might do through that, through one small, courageous act of hospitality, or even who you might be letting in. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for all that you provide for us. You are the great provider. Stir that gratitude in our hearts to the point of overflow. That works itself out in us offering all that we have to all that you are. And I pray that it works itself out into seeing people the way you do, really seeing them. Help us not to ignore or overlook any human being, knowing that they've all been made in your image. Help us to take special notice of those who are typically overlooked, the outsiders, maybe those who don't look, think, or agree with what we believe. We pray that you would help us hold all that you provide with open hands. We know that it's because of you that we have these things. So I pray that we would be generous with all of it. Please give us the courage to stretch ourselves, to include, to invite, even when it's uncomfortable. Make us radically welcoming people. In Jesus' name, amen.